So settle in. Find a posture that supports your body. I like to move a little, tuning into the internal sensations in the body as a neurologically clever way to reduce verbal activity and kind of get you out of your head and release some self-preoccupation by moving your body and tuning into the internal sensations of that movement, including the sensations of breathing inside your chest and belly. Find a posture that is stable, supportive. You might imagine the mind as a little bit like a snow globe. If you've ever seen one, you shake it and all kinds of snowflakes twirl around. And yet if you let it be, the clutter, the noise, the yakety-yak in the mind gradually settle. Things get quieter. You could be aware of your body getting increasingly tranquil. And as the snow in the snow globe settles, as the clutter in the mind settles, what's revealed is the space in which those thoughts and yakety-yaks were occurring. So as we meditate, you can be aware of both various contents moving through awareness and the space, the spaciousness, the bigness of the space in which those contents are occurring. You can establish a gentle intention in the back of the mind to settle down, be present, come home. And then interact with your own mind just enough to honor that intention. Otherwise, not being busy in the mind, letting go of the day's momentum of busyness. establishing a stability of presence. Being aware of your body, being aware of breathing, being aware of sensations of breathing in your belly, especially the area an inch or two below the belly button, the lower abdomen, sensations occurring there as you breathe. Being aware of sensations in this area, which some call the hara, from time to time might bring with it a reassuring sense of your ongoingness, your primal livingness. Still here, alive in the present. You could also be aware of what is challenging for you these days, perhaps lingering in the background, things that worry you or upset you, perhaps dealing with illness or pain, you know, your own burdens, your own suffering. And while continuing to be aware of your breathing, could you bring compassion to yourself? Just a simple sense of kindness and tenderness, sweetness and concern for whatever is currently hard for you. Compassion for yourself may have related qualities of being supportive toward yourself, also fair toward yourself, putting things in perspective. And nurturing and kind toward your own difficulties, much like you would be toward the difficulties of someone else. And we can take these experiences of compassion as objects of meditation, marinating in them, resting in them as we meditate. With compassion for yourself, you might realize that you've been pushing yourself too hard these days. You've had unfair expectations for yourself, or you've bought into the ideas or opinions of others too much. And with compassion for yourself, you can lay down those burdens. You can let that go. And then if you like, be aware of sensations of breathing in the area of your heart. Along with sensations around your heart, can you invite a sense of being open-hearted? Perhaps bringing to mind someone you care about. Feeling warm-hearted. Perhaps multiple beings you care about, you have kindness for, perhaps compassion. And letting go of any complicated story or movie about these beings and resting in a deepening sense of your own kindness, your own caringness, your own lovingness as you breathe in the area of the heart. You might also have a sense of others who care about you. Again, staying simple. Simply the feeling of caring coming towards you and caring flowing out from you. A heart that is open in both directions. Love flowing in and flowing out. And then I invite you to invite for yourself, as you can find it, a sense of your own innate goodness. This may come naturally from awareness of the heart and lovingness flowing in and flowing out. It could be broader than that. It's not based on logic or thinking. It's based on feeling and knowing an inherent goodness in you, inherent good intentions, inherent, innate worth. The innate contributions flowing outward from you, the purity of your own being, way down deep inside. Perhaps covered over, you don't need to be perfect to be innately good. Can you find and rest in and meditate in a sense of innate goodness? Notice any reluctance to experience yourself as having an underlying innate goodness, and see if you can release that reluctance if it's present. And see if you can enjoy and perhaps find relief in a knowing that you are a good person. Knowing that you are inherently good. knowing your innate goodness, you can deepen your trust in yourself.